Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio and YouTube and Zoom and our Facebookers. It's so good to have you all here with us. I kind of jumped on quickly tonight. We're going to have a very abbreviated program. Hi, Richard. It's good to have you with us. We have a very abbreviated program tonight. Pastor wound up kind of on this weird schedule, and so I need to wake him up at 7:30 and then at 8 o'clock take him to the semi. So we're going to be, like I said, an abbreviated program tonight. But what we're going to do is watch a few messages, or as many as we can in the time that we have, of Jonathan Cahn. I don't know if how many of you have, I'm imagining all of you have heard of him and studied some of his things. He's an American Messianic Jew pastor, but he's an amazing author. Holy Spirit has given him such revelation and insight into so many things of the Bible. It's just, it's uncanny, the things, both the physical things and spiritual things, events, all of these things, how they have tied together in the Bible and weave together so many of these mysteries of the kingdom. It's just, if you haven't read any of his books, get some of them. The Harbinger, I think, was his first really, really big book, and it's just an amazing book. But all of his work is just amazing. The Holy Spirit has guided him and shown him so many things, and it's just amazing. So, anyways, we picked up a few programs of him talking about the birth of Jesus and some of the mysteries around Christmas. He's programs of Jim Baker's is where we got a few of them, and then another one from someplace else. They're just so fascinating, and hopefully they'll bring, you know, tie some things in for you too. So I want to try to hurry up and get going as quickly as I can, get things shared here and watch as many of them as we can, study as many of them as we can, before I have to leave to take Pastor. Hope everybody is having an amazing and wonderful Christmas season. We certainly are. It's such a wonderful, joyful time of year. And, you know, we had talked, I think it was on the morning program, about we need to try to live all of the year like this, because, you know, at Christmas time, everybody's focused on helping one another, being kind, being joyful. There's wonderful music glorifying God playing everywhere. And we need to do that on a regular basis. We'd all be in these wonderful, joyful, loving, happy moods all the time. And that would just be great. Hi, Sunday and Audrey and Richard again. Love you guys. We're so glad you're here. And Miss Phyllis and Dan, welcome to you too. All right. Did I have everything pulled up I'm supposed to have pulled up? Let's get started tonight with our pledges again, and then I want to, like I said, quickly go to these video clips because they're so fascinating. Again, they're by Jonathan Cahn, and he's answering some questions. concerning Jesus's birth in Bethlehem in the line of David. And I haven't gotten to watch all of them. I just know enough of his stuff that it is just always amazing. He ties so many things together and brings so many answers, but it's wonderful. So here we go. Our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I never did share that, did I? Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure you guys know him anyway by now. So, Father, we thank you for this wonderful time together, and we ask as we view these videos tonight, help us have greater understanding of everything that came through the birth of Jesus and how you knitted all of these things together for us, Lord. We thank you for it. And we thank you for this opportunity to discover it. In Jesus' name. Oh my goodness, what? Okay, I'm having a little phone issue probably because I'm trying to hurry too quickly. It'll be all right. Still here. I hope you're still here too.
Was Jesus born on December?
All right. Is it not sharing? It has not shared. Hold on. I apologize. All right, here we go. The question, was Jesus really born on December 25th? And we all know, no. And here is Jonathan Kahn's answer to that question.
Everybody get that?
Wow. So did everybody get that? Oh, my goodness. I know. That's what I kept thinking. I definitely am going to have to go back and watch this at least 5 times because, wow, just amazing, amazing. And even look at how many times in the Bible, every place, like what did he say in Isaiah 60? It actually described the Magi coming to worship him and the gifts they were going to bring. And so many times you don't connect these things. Oh my goodness, Holy Spirit has just shown so much to him. Okay, I'm going to try to get one more in here. He talks almost as fast as John Bevere, don't you think? I was just like, wow. That's a, like Phyllis said, we'll have to watch it 15 times in order to get it all. It was just, it's amazing. Okay, so let's try to get one more in, and then we may have to go back and do some more of these later. I think these next couple are only 15 minutes long, so we should have time before I have to take Pastor to the truck. This new, oh my goodness sakes. Why is it always when you're trying to hurry that all of this stuff happens like this? Because you're trying to hurry. Okay, slowing down. All right, here is the next one. Now, this is the mystery of Messiah, Jesus and the Goel. This is interesting, too. They're all interesting. It just amazes me how many pieces. How many things God has pieced together for us. What is that verse, though, that it says he delights in us solving these mysteries? He hides them for us specifically to solve. I know I'm slaughtering that, but anyways, here we go with the next one. Stop this video. Whoops, and share this video. Seems that I have a lot of equipment going here. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Is that amazing or what? Our time is up here for tonight. We got to run to the semi where we apologize for the abbreviated time, especially this study is so amazing. Pastor is saying he loves you all. He's running around trying to get ready right now to take off. So we have to take off. Or I have to take off too. Thank you all for being here. We will take time tomorrow to talk more about all of this and to study some more of these. And, huh?
Don't end it yet. I want to talk. Don't end it yet. I want to talk to them.
Oh, okay. Okay. He is going to take time to come in and talk. So.
Well, you got one.
I don't know what that.
You have one way to play?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We've got time. All right. All right. He says we can do one more, and then he wants to come in and talk to you. So hallelujah. He must have already been able to sign in. Sometimes they won't let him sign in until they're at the semi. But sometimes it'll let you sign in here, and then you can wait for a call to come in. Anyways, isn't this amazing? And blah, 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 blah. I feel like I'm wound up like he is. Where am I at? No, oh, I just signed my phone out. So let me get my phone back in because it has to be the co-host in order to do this. What a beautiful, beautiful, picture he painted with God being the Goel of Mary and then all of us. And isn't that something, how you know what the Goel is from Ruth and Boaz? But yes, to have that tied together as she would be overshadowed with the Holy Spirit too. That's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. God is just amazing. So let's pull up one more. This is the revelation of the Bethlehem mysteries that we'll study this time. And I think this one is about 15 minutes long as well. Oh, I got to share the screen up here. I hope you guys are all enjoying this. This is it's just fun studying everything that was tied in with the birth of Jesus and everything that's coming out of it. But we may have to do this again around March 20th now. Hold on. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, here we go. Trying really hard anyway. All right, here we are. Thank you.
Are you still in there? My other Bible's in there. Whoops.
Hey.
Boy, that was...
Wait, what's that one?
That was abrupt conversation. Just a conversation at Cornerstone Chapel.
I just love all of this great wisdom that Jonathan Kahn has. Wait, hold on. Let's go back to that. No, let's go like this so we can see what it's about. Because I might forego what I was going to say. Doesn't say what it's about. It says
a conversation
with Jonathan Kahn on October the 5th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have time. Thou shalt click play.
Oh, no kidding. You want to watch this?
Now, wait. Before you start it, let me just say, I know you can't see me, but I'm here. I love to bring us this about Jonathan Kahn. Because he's not only a rabbi, right? He's a rabbi, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But he's a Messianic Jew.
Messianic Jew, yes. American Messianic Jew and pastor.
And a pastor.
And so he sees about 87,000 times more than what you and I see.
Yeah, just by virtue of.
And it's so amazing. All that about Joseph is from the cursed line, Mary's from the blessed line.
Yeah.
All that about the different cities. I mean, Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Nazareth, and every one of them cities was just absolutely important.
Yeah.
And I got word from my mom tonight that she's written some more of the book.
Oh, good.
And we may even have to read it again just to hear it. All right. But anyways, you and I study God every day that we're here. And I have been listening every night. Well, almost every night. I might have missed a couple, but to the Christmas story. Once I recorded it here on the program, I've been listening to it almost every day. Well, what does that do? It just brings all of this alive. It just brings it alive. Now, the reason I want us to do this one is this was, I think, the date. Did you see the date?
I thought you said October 5th.
October 5th. Well, I'm not sure. That might have been the day the video came out. This could be very interesting to hear what he has to say right now with what's going on. So,
oh, with Israel?
We're going from the story of Christmas to today, and let's see what this conversation is all about. Hang on. It's a wonderful ride tonight.
Here we go.
Click the play button.
Amen. That's really good. Is your name? Is it wrong? No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am. No, I did have to pull into a parking lot because I swiped myself out of the program going around the roundabout, but I have to go on it. I am. I'm back. Thank you all so much for sticking with us through our changing plans and our commute and everything else. You're an awesome, awesome family. Thank you. So if there's anybody with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tonight, in the next couple of minutes, is the perfect time to do that. I'll share the screen after I get done reading the verses out of the Bible that pertain to communion. I'll share the screen and put up a prayer of salvation so you can pray it right here, right now. We'll pray it with you even. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too and to begin your new life as a Christian. What a wonderful, wonderful decision that changes your entire life here on earth and will change your eternity where you spend it. So here we go. Everybody run and get your communion elements, your crackers and bread or bread and grape juice. And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Always take time to judge yourself and realize what you're doing, being mindful of the Lord's body and blood as we do communion. Now I'm going to share the screen and put up the prayer of salvation. Please pray this from the very depths of your heart. As if this is the prayer that will change your life and your eternity, because it will. And even if you've prayed it 1,000 times, pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize. Whoops. There we go again with her. I apologize. Crazy highlighter again. Here we go. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we all say welcome to the family of God. We are so happy for you, and you will not regret this decision. It's a decision that would have been regretted if you wouldn't make it. If you have any questions or just to let us know that you made that decision, please contact us. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube, or you can go to samueljcottle.com. That's our Community of Faith webpage, and our contact information is there too. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the Bible or living your life as a Christian or about communion or being born again. You are now saved and born again. Hallelujah. So we would love to have contact with you. And please join us whenever you can here. We're here every day. Actually, our hours when we're on the programs are posted in YouTube in the notes too. So please be with us whenever you can. This wonderful family, the Community of Faith that's with us regularly, they're an amazing support family for you in your new walk. So welcome, and let's receive communion together now. So I'm going to share the screen again and put up our Hi, Braden. Love you, buddy. I'm going to put up our communion prayers. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. But first, let's hold up our elements, and we'll pray over them. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them, and we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. So here we go, sharing the screen, and let's pray this out loud together. This is our New Covenant worship or communion prayers. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed, in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you suffered to save us, Lord. And now if you lift up your juice, let's pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing and healing blood. Thank you, Lord. I just lost my mouse. There we go. Sister Phyllis, are you going to read for us? I think Pastor must have left us. let's do Ephesians, the Ephesians verses. And Revelation. sure. Amen. God is so good to us. And now I'm going to share the screen and let's all pray Psalm 23 and Psalms 91 together. We do this every day on the morning program and it's just so important. Psalm 23, they both are just such a comfort to us to know that our God is with us. We have nothing to fear. And we need to declare these boldly, pray these boldly over ourselves and each other. So here we go, Psalm 23. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen. And now Psalm 91. This is out of the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. So you King Jamers and New King Jamers, this is quite a bit different, but it's a wonderful translation of it. Here we go. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say Yahweh my refuge and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you, No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder, trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hi, Audrey. Glad you're here, too. We love you. And we love you all. Thank you all so much for being here. And like I said, for traveling with us and just sticking with us. Thank you. Thank you. We so appreciate it. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's program. And this is definitely going to have to be something we're going to dwell on for a little bit and study. So anyways, God bless your sleep. Have a wonderful rest of your night. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to pray over everything. We do. Love you guys. Oh, all right. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless your sleep. God bless you with dreams and visions of the night. In Jesus' mighty name. Good night.
Yes, 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 yes.